Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's gorgeous outside, and I know you're glad to be alive. I know you are happy to be alive this morning because you have learned from the Global Vision for Living Today show that you have a responsibility. You have something to do. You just didn't come here to sit around and look at each other. You have found out through all these episodes, we're at 297 episodes, on how you can be the best that you can be for God, get daddy, forget your brother. This is about God. This is between you and about God. But today we're going to be talking about how can I glorify the true God of the universe? What else is there for me to do? What else is there for me to say? What else is there for me to go on earth on 2 feet knowing that I didn't even create myself? How can I glorify the true God of the universe? This is going to be something that is going to open up your eyes, your heart, your soul, all of you, anything about you, because you are not here on earth. You're not listening under the sound of my voice just to be doing something. Hallelujah. Thank you for the Global Vision for Living Today. But let's get right into this. How can I glorify the true God? And nothing else for me to do. I've tried it all, knowing I may be dead tonight. I may be dead in an hour. I may die next week. What can I do right now, right here now, to glorify the true God of the universe? First, let's identify who he is in the masculine. Jehovah, J-E-H-O-V-A-H, Jehovah God, has already said in Psalms 83:18, he said it through his prophet, that I am the one and only true God of the universe. And my name is Jehovah. He's already said that. So we don't have to look around and try to make a fool out of ourselves looking for another God or someone else to worship. Let's face the fact. Without God, we are nothing. We're nothing at all. So you know what? Seeing that that's a true statement, what am I doing? What can I do to glorify this God, the one called Jehovah? I'm not thinking, I'm not talking, I'm not acting in behalf of no other God. The one and only true God of the universe is called Jehovah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of God. How can I glorify the true God of the universe? There's some things that we got to know, and we're going to start off with Colonel Harrison. I see Colonel Harrison is here with us again. Hello, Colonel Harrison. How are you doing this morning? We need good morning, you today.
Good morning, Dr. Coppentino, listening audience, doing well, doing great. All is well. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you back. All right. Well, how can I'm not talking about anybody else. Boy, forget them. Anybody else coming around is either take some of the bag. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But how can a person glorify God? Let's start off in these bullet points. 1, 2, 3, 4. I know you already got the answer on the tip of your tongue. What is the number one way? Let's weed through this. How can a person glorify the true God of the universe?
Number one, a person can glorify the true God of the universe by living in obedience to his holy words. His holy words are found in the Christian Bible, which contains 66 books, because in that book of Isaiah, it says that God had created mankind to and for his glory. So we have to be obedient to God's holy words. That's one way we glorify God, to begin with that.
I'm going to stop you right there. That's number one. They're not going to glorify a God they don't know nothing about. Let's back that up. They are not going to go in there and glorify God. You and I talked this morning, and we brought out that people are not reading anything. Book sales are down. Authors is crying. Nobody comes to book signings. I could sit here all day and make my case for that. Oh, my God. And it will be 100% on the table. Nobody is reading anything. Let's take it back to the 12. When Jesus went out and called the 12, they were working. They weren't sitting reading anything. Those people that he called all Jews, those disciples that turned into apostles, they had from babyhood, 1st and 2nd Timothy will share this, from babyhood, they were taught from the scrolls of the ancient ones. That's scripture. Hello, somebody. Give me a hand clap. They were already taught that from babyhood. I don't know if they were reading as an infant. I doubt it seriously. So right now, in, let's say, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years ahead, people right now, and especially, oh, my God, you even scared me, Colonel Hester, when you said 66 books. Ain't nobody reading nothing. Back then, they weren't reading nothing. They were already taught. When he called them, he didn't have to squirrel around with them, beg them to look into nothing. They already, they would even say from the ancient scrolls of Moses, they quoted then. So let's kind of step aside. What they did and what Jesus did was call them so they could see him. They could hear him. They could look upon his face. Oh, I love that song. Oh, I want to see him. Yeah, I love that song. So I think right now, with how crazy things are, people need to see a sermon. They need to see something rather than just hear. And that is the problem. Oh, my God. Our churches are crumbling. This morning, oh, my God, I usually listen to three speakers, Mexican, black, and a white, and they tan it up. I mean, they are off the chain. Right now, nobody's going to send, even on the computer, they're not going to do anything. They want to see, well, who else is serving God? Who else is telling something about God? Who else is preaching about God? Now, they may tip in, but they're going to tip out because what they're looking for is someone genuine like Jesus that is saying, come on and follow me. Hey, y'all out there, you cannot get around it. You got to have what I call mentors. Jesus mentored them. Now, they was not a big enough of a fool.
I don't need my jacket. I'm mentoring. You don't think
because
so?
Bishop.
Yes.
Because Bishop mentored.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to mute you. Whoever's talking, you got to get muted. So as it stands right now, yes, they can find out about God like that, but they got to have somebody in front of them that they can see. Oh, she's walking like this. Oh, he's wearing these kind of clothes. Oh, my God, this is where he's not going. This is where he is going. Someone that is almost going to take these people by the hand. Jesus even bowed down and washed their feet. He raised the dead. He did it all. Now, let's face it. Modern-day men today do not have that kind of power to raise the dead. Oh, my God. It would be over if they did. A lot of things that Jesus did, we cannot do today. Paul said all that passing away, even what I did, opening the blind eyes. He said all that when the last one of them lay down in the earth. Hey, that's over with. That's it. Now what you have is the word. Whatever the word has said, they want to see that. I used to hear him say when I was a child, that nigga ain't no good. Oh, that nigga ain't talking about nothing. Hey, is somebody feeling what I'm saying? Right now, they want to see that. And so right now, no matter what people are building, no matter what they're trying to conjure up, right now, here is the question. Is he real? Not in his own eyes. The Bible says the fool in his right eyes is trying to prove something. No. So you're on a good point. How can I glorify God? Number one, you got to know something about the God like cursor. You got to know something. So get up out the bed and get out the door and try to find somebody. You know what? God help me. When you're in the circle of somebody preaching and praying about God, don't you feel good? Don't you feel better inside? But you don't know what it takes them people to be able to bring the word, because Satan is steady boxing. I mean, he's boxing with both claws. else, trying to keep people, but telling the word of God, sharing the word of God, even showing up looking like they come straight out of the word of God. But you got to, we keep stressing this, you got to know, well, you know, my church closed, you know, I can't get in, I don't know nothing. You know what Colonel Harrison has said, you can get on your computer, but now I'm gonna step ahead of something. And I'm going to say this, whatever y'all say, if you never get back on the show again, fine, that's fine. Because I'm sitting up here now, I'm not feeling all that well. Let me tell you something. You already know, and I don't even have to tell you, you know them Jehovah's Witnesses. Psalm 90 has spoken, and Isaiah 43:10, you are my witnesses. That's where they got that from, and his name is Jehovah. So why is the fool saying to him, oh, yeah, them Joe's witnesses is crazy? Number one, his name is Jehovah, and he said, you are my witnesses, and that's their 43:10. Find them. Find them. If you claim you can get into the church down the street on the corner, find them. But you have got to do something. Keep sitting around, standing around, playing. You have a problem. That's how you glorify God. Let him see you trying to learn something about him and see what you get. I'm a living witness. See what you get. Let him see you're doing something. If it's an hour a week, stand on the corner. You know, I hate people that profess to know God and you don't never see him doing nothing. Hey, they don't do nothing. They don't do anything. And always got some smooth, satanic voice or something. Oh, yeah, well, yeah. You know what? You better get back. The psalmist said, if they give me a piece of bread, I will not eat it. You know what? You got to leave the wicked alone. But now let me add this. Colonel Harrison, so we've already established, all you listening people, we've already established, you got to know something about him. You got to know something about him. And we've already told you Psalm 83:18. Learn about him if you can. His son is saying, I went down there. I tried to gather them up. They did not want. I tried to gather them up like sheep, but they did not want. You know what? They want some now because everybody's dying. There's a new COVID coming back. There's COVID-22 or something like that. It's bad. But Colonel Harrison, what are some other ways we can glorify God? I know we can glorify him by speech. I know we can glorify him by how we look. Let's talk this thing further because some people on this line want to know, well, how can I glorify him? I can't give him a dollar bill. He ain't, I can't see the hand to give him that. He ain't going to eat no collard greens. He ain't going to beg for my crocodile boots. What can I do, Colonel Harrison, to glorify the God of the universe? Tell us more about glorifying him.
Once you get to know who he is, the Psalm 83:18, God, Jehovah, then you either have to find a teacher to teach you more about him that is contained in the Holy Bible, the Christian Bible, and or read about him yourself in the Bible, or watch some of the Christian broadcasting that are on television that teaches scriptures and so forth, and give you knowledge of God. And once you get to know the Word of God, then you hide those words in your heart. You hide the Bible says you hide the words in your heart so that you won't offend him, sin against him. And that means that we are to be obedient to the teachings from the Bible that we receive from a teacher or from our reading and our understanding, our comprehension, so we can serve God truthfully, sincerely, and serve him in a way that he wants to be, serve him with a pure heart. The Bible talks about all of that. So first, you got to get to know who he is through a teacher or read the Bible yourself. And once you get to know who he is, you learn the words, you hide the words in your heart. And then you obey the words, and then also you go out and you share the words to others once you become knowledgeable in the word that are in the Bible.
Well, they sure better hurry up because they're cutting down people. Really, none is really walking the streets but Jehovah's Witnesses. These are the people that are going out. There's a group here black ministers that have set up something where they're going door to door telling people they're sorry but not bringing the word to them when they were younger and when they had the opportunity. And they're going around saying, you know, I was wrong. But you know what? Now, we're talking about glorifying God. Number one, I'm going to jump in there. We didn't already say it. We got to know something about the God. I'm not going to just get on a computer and try to find Reverend Jogo and go see Reverend Jogo. I got to pray first. I got to say, God, Jehovah, in the name of Jesus, find me, lead me to those that you want me to be taught by. He said, by their works you know them. I know some a group that by their works, they out there with a worldwide educational program. You got to pray to God to have you sent, to have you walk, to have you run and crawl to those that are right, of right mind, that are teaching. Ain't nobody talking about closing the kingdom hall down. Better not. They better not. They are better not. All those that sit practicing on that governing board are all high-profile lawyers. They no punk. They no chump. They know the word. That's why they still sitting there when their door is open. We got to also glorify God by our behavior. Let's get into the meat of this. What are you doing for him? What are you who are you helping for him? How can I glorify God? You certainly, you ain't got to wait 6, 7 months or a year before you get out on that street corner and say, for God I live and for God I die. Most people know if you're standing out there, that just might happen. So here we got to pray to God for fearlessness. We got to pray to God for the power, hallelujah, of his Holy Spirit to lead and guide me through this barren land. And it sure is barren now because every week this thing called religion is taking hits. I just saw something, 3 or 4 articles this week, and I sent it out. And these are people that are not even are called Christians. These are people that are saying, my God, I'm kind of scared now, you know, what is happening to those called Christians? So by our example, you glorify God like that, talking about God, whoever you meet, hallelujah, do you know Jesus? You can do that if you can't get up off your sick bed. You can glorify God by finding out, well, who else is over here laboring? How can I help them? How can I be like them? They oh, my God, are professing God in spirit and in truth. I want to be like that. There are several ways you can glorify the true God, but mainly the main way you can glorify God is to pray to this God and acknowledge him. You don't need no ministry. You don't need no church. You don't need to go in no building and fall on your knees and say, holy God, Jehovah, in the name of Jesus, help me, please. I'm lost. Please let me be found. You don't need nothing for that. And see what happened. I got some people from what's that man's name that they exchanged for Jesus? But Barabbas, worse than Barabbas, calling me. Oh, I want you to come over and I want you. You know what? Let me tell you something. It's all about God. My daddy said, if it comes to anything, he said, all I want is a buck and a Bible. And I know he meant going back to prison. Bishop Mims, oh my God, I don't want to take up a lot of time, but my father was raised, he was supposed to be the 6th in the line of ministers, Eli Mims, Eleazar Mims, and MIT University, one of them built that for black folk. But my father decided he didn't want that. They wanted him to be a lawyer. All on that side, they lawyers, doctors, and both, very wise men. And when he went to a dance hall and he saw my mother, he said, all my dreams came true. But make a long story short, if God wants you, if he needs you, if he's calling your name, no matter what, you're going to find yourself in his den. Oh, you can go full circle, you can run, but you can't hide from God. And this was Bishop Mims' reasoning. And when he did some bad things and went to prison, he called his daddy after 7 years and said, I'm going for Jesus. That night, 2 in the morning, they came, opened the jail cell, a prison cell, and walked him down the hallway and opened the door, and he said there was a yellow cab waiting for him at the end. He had a knapsack, and they gave him, I think he said, $50. He ran, and the prison people said, don't come back. You know what? If God calls you and he wants you, no matter what, do what you want. But if he needs you to glorify him, if he needs your bloodline to stand, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, it's going to happen no matter what. Some people say, you know what? I can make up my own mind. God got to make your mind up. And the only way he's going to do that is put his spirit within. Bishop used to put his hand on his head and say, God, help me. Lord, in the name of Jesus, help me. That's all he did. But for us now, here we are in 2023, and they saying by the end of the year, Christians, oh, my God, it's going to be crazy. Glorify God while you can. Talk about God every chance you get if you know what you're talking about. Seek out those that are working for God that you know they're working for God. See where they're at. See what they need. See what you can do, because when you help them, you helping yourself. You might be alive just that you don't know. But in the name of Jesus, Colonel Harrison, what are some of the other ways we can glorify God on our job or on a hospital bed? What are some other ways we can glorify this God called Jehovah of the universe?
We can glorify God through what is called a spiritual walk. Spiritual walk is the way that we conduct ourselves, our character, our ways, our actions, what we say, what we do, and how we witness to people. We need to work on that, because that means a lot and that says a lot. A lot of times you don't have to say anything when you've been studying the Holy Word and you gird it up in the Holy Words. I mean, you have the Word in your heart. What's on the inside of us, according to Scriptures, shines on the outside of us. And so people can see that our conduct is different, our countenance is different, our personality is different, and they want to draw nigh to you and come close to find out what it is about us that's different than other people.
Hallelujah. That is certainly right. And I see Georgia Gregory, our administrator, has joined. Georgia Gregory, would you like to have a word? Are you glorifying God? Hello, Georgia. Georgia Gregory, Miss Gregory, are you glorifying God? I guess she doesn't want to.
Oh, yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Would you like to say a word?
No, I'm just listening and learning.
Okay, hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, that's another way. Colonel Harrison mentioned that, how we can glorify God. Learn of him. His son told them, learn of me. Don't come around here for meat and drink. Learn of me. And when you learn of a person, that determines how far you go in life with that person. He didn't have, and let's look at the ones that he called. He didn't have those 12 around him for nothing. I know a lot of people here now, even family members. I don't need nobody. I can find God by myself. I can do. The Son of Man called 12. But if you study the 12, and I'm going to give this, there's a three-hour video on YouTube that says the title of it is The Acts of the Apostles. It tells, you will be crying your eyes out, but you will learn why he called the ones that he did. Three of them had certain traits. Three, all added to 12. He got them, and you know what? Someone said they each had different birthdays. Somebody said he got a Virgo, he got a Leo, he got a this. I don't know if that's true, but I'm just saying this is what I've heard. But I looked at it, and, just the picture of them is eerie. And it has segments on what Benjamin did, and not Benjamin, I mean a Judas. And it talked about Paul. Now, most of us know that Jesus Christ was crucified in 33, Paul in 68, 70. So this man, Paul, did not even have a direct relationship with Jesus, but on the road to Damascus, he called him. Now, some of the others might have been jealous. You mean we done labored with him, and now here he comes. God knew what he needed. He needed somebody to go before the Sanhedrin. And I'm going to tell y'all something. He said, now you're serving me. You're worshiping me. You're trying to give me some glory. You are going to go before kings. You know who the kings are? Kings are of our day. They the politicians. They the governors. And I told somebody, he ain't going to send you nowhere and you ain't got no decent clothes. How you going to go talk to anybody looking like you just let Satan pull you out the water drain? He said, I'm going to send you before kings. And we got the record, and it ends with Paul there, standing before all these killers that wanted his blood. I mean, oh, my God. And he said, send some to help me. There's only a few in the end. All what the man did, and in the end, wasn't hardly nobody there. You know what? We need God. We need God. Whether we decide to glorify him or not, we need him. But to glorify God before men will give you the credit of men. You can stand before them and talk as crazy as you want to. Hallelujah. If God done gave you spirit, say, get out of here. Get out of here. Begging on your sick bed. What have you done for me? He's going to say in the end, I never knew you. Oh, well, God, forgive me. I tell you what, you better get that Bible and read it. So we're going to sum this up. Colonel Harrison, tell us again the steps a person can make to glorify God on earth.
Number one, get to know who God is. And we know it's God Jehovah, Psalm 83:18, God. And number
Hold it. How are they going to get to know God? Let's break this thing down. I don't want them on this line after we close saying this and saying that. Get to know God. Okay, what are the steps to get to know God? Because you're not going to glorify him if you don't know him. So break it down where we can understand. How can I get to know God?
Okay, number one, pray unto God that he will reveal himself unto you and or you'll be able to find a teacher who can teach you who God is, teach you the scriptures of the Bible in the Christian Bible. And once you learn the scriptures, then you hide the words in your heart. You take the words in, you internalize the words of God. After you internalize the words of God, you'll be obedient to the words of God. Do what the words of God say. And then that will transfer into what is called your spiritual walk, what you say, what you do, how you act, how you live, and how you feel. It'll all become a spiritual countenance, for lack of a better word, that will distinguish you from other people. Your ways will be different. Your talk will be different. Your lifestyle will be different. Your thoughts will be different, and therefore your life will be different.
Okay, so if a person don't know anything about God, how are they going to go out and find them, somebody to teach them? Talk to us about that very briefly. Where are they going to go? Where are they going to go? How would they be able to gauge with no knowledge at all on that? Wouldn't it not be best for them to locate people that are already out there doing this? Preaching and teaching about God, and then get them. Yeah.
They can go to local churches, or they can watch it on television. Most people watch television. There are numerous spiritual networks that are on television that teach you from A to Z about the Bible, about the scriptures, about the principles, and who God is. There are Jehovah Witnesses. You mentioned earlier that walk most neighborhoods. I'll be glad to come to your community, to your home, your apartment, sit down and talk to you and orientate you and give you information on God that way. And then you can read the Bible. If you wonder, if you love to read, you can read the Bible and read about God. Begin with the book of Genesis and find out about him, his character, his traits, and who the Bible says
he is. Hallelujah. That is great. God bless you. And they're coming out with some new Bibles. We'll talk about that next week. God bless you. Thank you so much for coming on to learn how you can glorify the true God of the universe. If you're not glorifying him, you are glorifying Satan with your life. I say it again. If you're not glorifying the true one, ain't no need to say nothing. You working for Satan. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Next week, same time. God bless you.